If you visit cemeteries during a Memorial Day holiday, lines of American flags typically bristle in the wind above blue skies. It's a solemn, beautiful, and dignified reminder that special people, our American veterans, are buried there. So when the flags stopped flying in Brookfield cemeteries, a man and his father took up the task to carefully place our nation's flag on every grave of those who served our country, going back to the Civil War. Even though Terry Cachette and his father Ronald aren't veterans, they felt it was their call of duty.
We looked around, and I said one day, like, man, there's nobody putting flags out anymore. So I thought, well, maybe we can do it.
It was a small gesture at first when Terry and his dad began in 2000. But over the past 21 seasons, their efforts have grown.
We probably just did, maybe 30 or so, 40, something like that, the first year. Within a couple of years, we're doing pretty much everybody at three cemeteries.
And roughly how many flags are you placing on veteran cemeteries this year?
Well, I'm still doing the count. Like I said, we still got the rest of Rose Hill to do, and then we've got St. Michael's and the two small ones. I'd say we're probably just over 700.
Cachette performs this annual ritual at Rose Hill, Brookfield's largest public cemetery. He also decorates the graves of Catholic veterans at St. Michael's Cemetery and to those who are buried in two smaller graveyards just north of town. You went from 30 to around 700 flags.
We're not doing a veteran cemetery where you go out there and you know a flag gets placed on all of them. Here we're doing private, public cemeteries, and so not everybody there is a veteran. It wasn't until last year that I got a book from Rose Hill Cemetery, and it basically listed everybody that was a veteran. Well, we've since realized that even that book didn't have all of them. So we've been going section by section and trying to identify all the veterans. And, that's hard to do because when you're talking about Civil War veterans and Spanish-American War veterans, well, their markers may not even exist anymore. And if they do, they're very, very hard to read.
And when you're going way back to the Civil War to locate veterans' graves, you need to be a detective, too.
We're having to go through our records and just do some research, a lot of research, and try to identify as many as we can. And it's really time-consuming. But, like I said, over 20 years or so, we've been able to identify quite a few.
To pay for the cost of the flags, Cachette has used proceeds of a book he compiled about Linn County veterans, but mostly he pays for the project on his own.
In fact, I just bought 200 and so just last month to replace some of the older ones. That's where it gets a little expensive because, these flags, we only set them out for 5 or 6 days a year, but it doesn't take really that long for them to start wearing and showing signs of wear.
Preparing for Memorial Day starts in early April, Cachette said, to retire old colors and to purchase replacements. His enthusiasm to honor those who served and sacrificed is shared with his entire family.
And the family got involved. My girls and son, they've always been out there helping us. And they grew up basically helping me every Memorial Day putting flags out. My wife and the kids, and then my brother and sister and some other family members and a few friends. But it's basically been a family project, and we just kind of let it grow from there. And now this year I've got, like I said, my girls, even though they're all in their 20s, they're going to be helping again, and my wife and my brother and some nieces and nephews.
That seems like an excellent family tradition.
I tell you what, it's something we look forward to, but boy, I tell you, when you're done, you're just wore out. But I appreciate doing it, and I appreciate them helping me, because like I said, it hadn't been done until we started doing it again, and I just can't see not doing it, so hopefully in a few years when I have to stop, maybe my kids will keep it going.
For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black. Happy Memorial Day to all of our veterans.